In spite of the pouring rain, a large crowd gathered at Memorial Park on Friday morning to witness the Thorold Legion's Remembrance Day ceremony. The proceedings were led by the Legion's president, Eric Cuthbert. "I thank everyone for coming on this very special and important day," he told the gathered crowd. "To see this turnout, and the size that it is, it warms my heart. I thank you deeply." During the ceremony, Cuthbert not only paid tribute to those who served, but also to the family members who stayed behind. "We also remember to pay our respects to the loved ones left at home," Cuthbert said. "They probably carried the biggest burdens of all. Parents, wives, brothers, sisters, kids, watching someone go off and not knowing whether they will be back. Remember to keep them in your hearts during this special day." Several politicians also spoke at the event. Regional Councillor Tim Whalen gave a speech on behalf of MPP Jeff Birch, who could not make it to the ceremony. "Through these difficult times that we live through, let us recognize the capacity to unite to protect the more vulnerable among us," Whalen told the crowd. Mayor Terry Ugolini gave a short history of the war memorial in the park. "The column bears the names of the Thorold residents who died in the First and Second World War, and the Korean War. I'm honored to be here with all of you today to remember the men and women who selflessly gave their lives to uphold the rights of freedom we are fortunate to enjoy here in Canada," he said. A wreath-laying ceremony was observed, in which several groups were invited to come up to the memorial to pay their respects. After the ceremony, Cuthbert gave a short interview to Thorold Today in which he spoke of the importance of Remembrance Day. "What we have didn't just fall into our laps," he said. "Someone went and made sure that we got it. It's our way of honoring them. It's just an important day all around. We as members of the Legion, we do it to make sure that people don't forget how they got the good things that they have."